Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. Through its Reforming the Energy Vision initiative, the State Public Service Commission seeks to radically and positively alter the way power is transmitted in New York State. If its goals are achieved, it would make New York State a leader in promoting renewable energy. Yet while the Public Service Commission moves ahead with this worthwhile strategy, it's also proceeding with short-sighted plans to expand transmission lines that would run through the Hudson Valley. The PSC has proposed rules for selecting a developer for this massive project, whose lines would pass through seven Valley counties and 25 communities. These rules fail to address a major concern regarding the project's multi-billion dollar costs, the line's impact on Valley residents, and first and foremost, whether they're needed at all. The Public Service Commission has yet to demonstrate that downstate New Yorkers lack adequate electricity, the very reason for increasing capacity via the new lines. It's clear who stands to benefit from the project. Upstate power producers gaining greater access to the higher-priced markets around New York City, and the utility company who will build the new transmission lines. Transmitting power over long distances is very costly, in part because the infrastructure requires costly maintenance. It's also very inefficient. In dollars and cents, New York has much better options, including many projects already moving through the state regulatory process. The only certainty about the proposed transmission lines is that Hudson Valley residents will be the losers. Just about every natural and cultural resource that drives the region's tourism and agricultural economies, its scenic beauty, productive farmlands, historic sites, critical wetlands, and wildlife would be impacted by these lines. Back in January, Governor Cuomo proposed an expedited process for new transmission lines that stay within existing utility corridors. But the Public Service Commission has not applied this policy preference to these proposals. While the new draft rules recommend that the PSC should factor in the need for taking land outside of current utility boundaries, they don't state how highly this criterion should be weighted in making a decision. Of equal concern, the rules call for Valley ratepayers to share in paying 90% of the line's construction tab and 80% of cost overruns. Scenic Hudson and fellow members of the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition are urging the PSC to call a timeout on these lines in the entire proceeding. First, it must explore every other alternative, including its own Reforming the Energy Vision, and provide definitive proof that there's a need for them. We doubt they'll be able to do this. You can join our campaign. Visit the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition website at www.hvsec.org. There, you can sign up to be a member and join thousands of fellow Valley residents who've already signed an online petition pressing the PSC to take these steps. By working together, we can send the strongest possible message that with 21st century alternatives available, there's no reason to destroy everything that makes our Valley so special. Once again, the Coalition's website is www.hvsec.org. Sign up today, and I'll see you in the Valley. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.